Welcome back to another episode of Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is episode 296. Is that right?
Yeah. Am I fired yet?
You're the only person that can fire.
Are you?
You're the Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I'm really Donald Trump. Like, my mask. That's me. That's like told the Americans the election was rigged and don't do it. Yes, that's me.
Yep. That sounds about right.
And I'm also the guy who's best friends with Rupert Murdoch and told him not to show anything to do with my court proceedings.
I'll get you a Cheeto-covered wig as well.
I'm sure you will. Do they sell those in aisle four?
Probably.
Do you even go down aisle four ever?
Only when
That's by the checkout lane, so I do sometimes.
What do you find in aisle four?
Batteries and flashlights.
Oh, well, that explains a lot why you're down there.
Well, on that note.
Because there's power outages sometimes?
No, I was speaking more of the battery idea.
Yeah, the vibrators run out of juice every so
exactly.
Jesus Christ.
The jokes aren't that deep. I mean, maybe.
Vibrator is.
So what have you guys been watching? There's so much crap on TV, even I had to start watching TV.
There's so much stuff on TV.
We forgot to do the name bit, by the way.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm Kevin.
I'm Donald Trump.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Doug.
Although you can hardly recognize him.
Yes, I had to shave my face because I was down with COVID, and to get the mask to fit better, I had to shave off the beard.
Hold on. You have COVID, so you shaved.
Had COVID. I'm clear now.
Shave?
Because after 5 days, if I wanted to go out to the grocery store or to any store, you know, mask up to keep everybody else safe.
Nope, after 5 days, you're clear.
Directly after COVID. I mean, it's just kind of courtesy, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want to be patient zero for some other family who sends
Daniel's
grandma to the hospital.
Patient zero for the whole city of New Orleans.
You know, he's going to create the Kaner strand. So he's keeping us all safe.
Daniel is patient zero for New Orleans?
He is.
Only Orleans. Having never been New Orleans. Yeah.
He went down there and came right back.
There in spirit. I was there for...
He's patient zero for Orleans, Ontario.
Close enough.
Not new one.
I'll go for Mardi Gras one day. We have the Canadian Mardi Gras here.
Yeah, a 2-4 and a 2-4 and a double double.
So you just take off all your denim.
Yeah, and then put it back on immediately. Yeah.
So what have you guys been watching, Daniel? Your big choice for the week of watching?
Started Stranger Things. Haven't gotten too far in it, but yeah, that's been pretty good so far. I already had one big spoiler for the season, but I won't divulge here. But
good, because I'll kill you.
Yeah,
we've been watching that as a family, but only got 3 episodes in because with COVID, everybody was segregated around the house, so we haven't had a chance to watch it as a family. But
Different TVs.
Now, I have a question. Does your family recognize you without a beard, or do you have to, like, put a fake beard on to wander around the house?
It actually took my son Dylan a couple days. He looked at me and goes, oh, wait, you shaved.
You didn't notice right away?
No, well, I was masking. Dylan was the only one in the house who never got COVID, so I was masked around him.
I was going to say, we noticed before him, so we're your sons now.
Yes. I'm a little bit older than Doug, so that might be weird.
But only a little
Kevin?
Bit. It's okay.
I'm currently enjoying The Boys season 3, Star Trek Strange New Worlds, The Orville season 3, which just started up. And I'm also enjoying, I watched Kids in the Hall, the new season.
I saw one episode so far.
It wasn't bad. And then Obi-Wan. I've been watching Obi-Wan. Oh, and Miss Marvel as well.
I started Obi-Wan. I've caught up on Obi-Wan. It's the only show I'm caught up on.
Well, the one show I caught up on when I was down was Barry on HBO season 3. Ooh. And season finale is tonight, and I can't wait. It season three has been excellent of that show.
You're recording it so you can talk movies with us, Doug?
No, I have HBO Max, so I'm just going to stream it.
Oh, okay.
Probably tomorrow.
I can't afford HBO Max, and I'm not allowed to have it here, so that won't be happening. So, do we have movies to talk about, or we're just here to talk about TV?
I think we have some movies. I'm not sure, though.
Would you like to start with one?
All right. What does our MC have to start with?
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Directed Is that a popular film? I've never heard of it.
Yes, you know, almost. I think it's been dethroned by other two so far this summer, but it's pretty popular. Directed by Sam Raimi, written by Michael Waldron, starring Benedict Cumberbatch, Elizabeth Olsen, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Benedict Wong, Xochitl Gomez, and Rachel McAdams. I do not know how to say her first name. Does anyone else know how to say her first name?
I don't know who we're talking about.
I don't know.
America.
Yeah, the one who plays America Chavez.
I have no idea what her name is.
Xochitl Gomez.
Don't know.
Yeah, I'm not
too sure. So who wants to start? I guess we should let Kevin go first or he'll kill us.
Me? Why me?
Do you want me to go first? I'll go first.
You're Mr. Marvel, Kevin.
Yeah.
You are Mr. I quite enjoyed this. I had a good time. Like, absolutely. I like the first one. I know there's a lot of haters for this film, the first film, but I like this one. I enjoyed it. I think Benedict Cumberbatch got better in this film playing Doctor Strange. I really felt he embodied the character better for me. I like the Elizabeth Olsen character. I mean, I always thought the one Scarlet Witch was a bit of a whack job in the comics with the whole kid and android vision. I still could never figure that out. And I liked it. I liked the scenery. We can spoil things today because Kevin didn't get the spoiler warning, but I'm going to spoil it anyway. I had a lost my crap moment at a certain point. Like, literally lost it in the theater. Lost it. My daughter was laughing so hard when I jaw dropped. Kevin knows exactly who showed up that I lost it. I just have... What?
Michael?
Who?
Michael?
No!
Black Bolt.
Mr. Fantastic?
Of course! My favorite comic book hero? Right. Yes, 100%. Yeah, I lost it. I thought this was fun. I had a good time. It's what I wanted. It was mindless. Did it blow me away? No. Did I think it would blow me away? No. But I like the action scenes. I enjoyed the outdoors. I kind of like the wrap-up of the Rachel McAdams storyline so we don't have to put up with her anymore. She's kind of gone. I was hoping for Namor. Like, they should have given me him, and I would have been rocking over Professor X. I thought it was kind of fun. I thought Ms. Marvel went a little bit like a chump. You know? I thought she could have done a little bit better work, but the film works for me at all levels, and I had a good time.
What's with the Rachel McAdams hatred here, Simon?
I don't have a hatred for her. I just don't find a use for her in this film. She's just sort of here because she was in number one. But she really doesn't do anything. Like, he's there at her wedding? Why are you here? Why did she invite him? Like, really?
Well, I think you're right. I think it was meant to wrap up that...
I am right. Kiss me. My big finger, Daniel.
No, I mean, I thought you were, you know, like, we don't need the actress there. Not
no, it's time to wrap up that storyline. Because of the spoiler at the end, I think it was a good idea.
I'm just trying to give Rachel McAdams some defense here.
I have no issues with Rachel McAdams. She's an average actress and continues to prove it.
Okay.
Kevin's not saying a word to that one.
Not much to say to that. Who wants to go next?
I can go if you want. I didn't love this movie. I liked the Sam Raimi aspects of it. I liked the Sam Raimi camera movements and stuff. There's a scene where... Well, the wedding scene. It for some reason, the camera stayed on Doctor Strange as it was going, and the movement... I like that stuff. I like the introduction of Scarlet Witch in the movie with the camera tilting. pretty much like all the Sam Raimi stuff. The rest of it, just, I don't know. I'm kind of getting bored with superhero movies, I guess. I watched the Black Adam trailer this week and it did nothing for me. It doesn't look interesting at all. But I also absolutely cannot stand the wigs that are on Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange.
They
all look awful on him. Occasionally they'll look somewhat like human hair, but for the most part, it just looks like helmets. They're just shapes on his head. Having said that, I went in expecting to hate this movie, but I actually did have fun with it. Like I said, I like the Sam Raimi aspects. I like the horrorness of it. The Earth, I think it was 838 scene where Scarlet Witch was destroying everyone and she was covered in the robot oil, but it looked like blood. That's the stuff I liked. Mm-hmm. The rest of it was average to me.
I can pick up from the Sam Raimi bits. Like
One second. Listen, just because he came off an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race is no reason to give him crap.
Wait, for the wig for Aunt Benedict?
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree with him. They're terrible, but I've kind of just given up.
You know, in the comics, Wong is bald. He could be bald.
He should be bald.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now, yeah, picking up from the Sam Raimi bits, yeah, I thought it was kind of cool seeing the Drag Me to Hell, like, kind of influence with the just the whole undead scenes and just using the Book of the Dead and just, like, the zombie Doctor Strange. I thought that was awesome. I thought it was cool seeing, like, it felt like a lot of Stephen King in the horror with Carrie and felt Carrie in The Shining in the chase scenes and the whole Illuminati bit. I had fun with this one. I don't really remember the first one that well. I didn't rewatch the first Doctor Strange, but I feel like it's separate enough in the timeline that you don't really need to. I mean, I feel like it's more important watching WandaVision and seeing Scarlet Witch as the big bad. I thought that was pretty cool. Cause I mean, in hindsight with the trailers, they don't really show who the villain is. So I thought that was interesting seeing in the theater. I like what they did with it. I thought they used the multiverse well, maybe not as well as Spider-Man or anything like that. I enjoyed this one. I like the action. I like the character of Doctor Strange, and I just thought it was an interesting dynamic with Wanda finally becoming like Scarlet Witch as the villain.
Cool. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. This is Benedict's sixth turn as Doctor Strange, so he's definitely got the part wrapped. He knows exactly how to resonate properly. Although I thought that maybe Doctor Strange came across a little naive in this one, a little bit clueless at certain points for someone who was the Sorcerer Supreme. He's still not the Sorcerer Supreme at this point because Wong is, due to a technicality. So I went in expecting a really a fun, dark Doctor Strange movie, and in turn was surprised to enjoy a really good Sam Raimi movie. So it reminded me of all the reasons why Sam Raimi is one of my favorite directors. The zoom shots, the Bruce Campbell face damages, all the things that come along with a Sam Raimi film. I thought I was expecting maybe a little bit more multiverse in the Multiverse of Madness. There wasn't a ton, although, you know, what film out there has the lead character possessing a dead corpse and giving a long speech? Inspirational speech. it was just weird, and I liked it. I embraced the weirdness, maybe not weird enough, but still I enjoyed it. The cameos were fun. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, so maybe some more characters there. I wish they hadn't all gone out like chumps. Let's telegraph things. Okay, read. Oh, this is the, you don't want to mess with Black Bolt, you know, because one word from him and you're dead. Oh, what? We're, you know, well, he can't speak now. Okay, well, thanks for giving Wanda the way to kill him. So it's just one thing after another. Nice touches, though. I mean, I'm hoping that Krasinski will play Reed in the movie, but I don't know. No, I don't know. I think he'd do all right.
I'm just not a Krasinski fan. I just don't like him.
He's not big enough dick for me. Reed is an egotistical dick, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's brilliant. He doesn't have time for anyone.
Yeah.
Now, I do love Ivan Gruffet or whatever his name was. I did like him in the Jessica Albas. He was what I expect Mr. Fantastic to look like.
Right.
Okay. He was the best casting in that whole movie. Was him. So if we get somebody like, you know who would work? I hate to say this, John Hamm would work for Reed Richards.
Maybe, yeah.
Because if I can get his madman ego, he's perfect.
Right.
Okay. Chris, I'm a William Jackson Harper guy. That's who I want. William Jackson Harper. He was in The Good Place.
Midsommar.
Is that Midsommar. A TV show? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Then. Oh, wait, I saw Midsommar. Is he the guy that gets lobotomized at the end?
No, he's the black guy.
Oh, he was good. Yeah, he was very good.
Oh, and Glenn Howerton is Dr. Doom.
Yeah, ooh. No problems with that.
I don't know who that is.
About the Black Bolt death, I saw something online that was like, if Mr. Fantastic was really the smartest person alive, he would have been like, oh, he could tell you how to get your kids. And she would have let him talk. And the movie would
have... Yeah, but I don't... See, you don't get Mr. Fantastic. He doesn't care. He doesn't have time for that crap. Does not care. He has his own kids. Why don't you give him his? Because he doesn't care about them either. Mm-hmm. That's been proven.
Oh, really? That he doesn't care about his kids?
He leaves him with Agatha too many times. In the comics, Agatha Harkness is their babysitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was Agatha all along.
I like it.
I highly recommend Doctor Strange if you like Marvel movies, if you like Benedict Cumberbatch, if you like Elizabeth Olsen. I know quite a few people.
And what about the ending? The spoiler ending?
Which spoiler ending?
Oh, the eye?
The eye?
Post-credit scene? Is that what you're talking about?
The post-credit scene.
With the Oscar winner? Cameo?
Yes.
You're frozen.
See, I could. Are we talking about the Bruce Campbell one?
No. I think I'm talking about the Charlize Theron.
Oh, because I could. I knew that was going to be the post credit scene as soon as I saw.
Talking about Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Well, she shows up as Klee and rips a hole into the dark dimension and says, "I need your help."
Correct.
And Strange is affected by his use of the Darkhold, so he still has the third eye. So that's something that will have to be addressed in whatever.
Something about a thong?
Robot Simon.
The thong song?
Yes, it's about my thong. Is it about, I was thinking about the Tool song, My Third Eye, because that's all I could think of when that happened.
Right. But Doctor Strange has had
a... Okay, what's up next?
We're gonna hop.
He did have one in the comics. Yes,
we're gonna hop into another multiverse with everything, everywhere, all at once.
Directed, well, we know who's going first.
Directed by the Daniels, written by Dan Kwan and Daniel Shainert, starring Michelle Yao, Stephanie Hsu, Kei Huai Quan, Jenny Slate, Harry Shum Jr., Jamie Lee Curtis, and James Hong.
And produced by the Russo brothers.
True.
Yep. I'll go. I watched this last night. I freaking love this movie. This was a hell of a lot of fun. It was long, but I enjoyed the heck out of it. I thought Michelle Yeoh is fantastic in it. Ki Huai Quan, I can't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. I mean, I haven't seen him since he was Short Round, and he was great in this. Jumping back and forth between different versions of himself. I mean, I like the concept of it. It's definitely something that people are learning more and more about in multiversal movies, like Marvel stuff and DC stuff on television. So to address it in a more isolated way with people that like just normal people, I thought that was really cool. I highly recommend it. Smart film, very well written.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely my favorite movie of the year so far, and I don't see anything topping it for me. And I say this knowing that Spielberg and Scorsese both have movies coming out later this year. Mm-hmm. But I love this movie from top to bottom. The acting is all top notch. Everybody in it. The surprise for me was Stephanie Sue, who I have never seen before. I heard she's in a sitcom, and that's the big thing she did before this, but she was absolutely amazing. I truly love Michelle Yeoh, and I love that this movie gave her the opportunity not only to do the action, which we've seen her do before, but this movie actually gave her a chance to act as well. She got to express emotions, and it was wonderful to see. I love that this story, it's an immigrant story. It's a story about parents and their children. It just has a lot to say for a movie that is completely gonzo and has Raka Kuni in it. And butt plug fighting, which is absolutely amazing. Yep. I love everything about this movie. The more I learn about it, the more I love. When he wasn't acting, Ki Hong, I apologize for mispronouncing his name, but he worked as an assistant director for Wong Kar Wai. And so when they did the Wong Kar Wai scenes or Wong Kar Wai inspired scenes in this movie, he was a brilliant asset to have there. And there was only, I heard, 6 people who did the entire special effects for this movie. Mm-hmm. None of them were trained special effects artists. They all learned on their own from YouTube videos and whatnot, but everybody rocked it in this movie. I think this movie is incredible. I think it kind of pushes the boundary of filmmaking the way something like The Matrix did back in 99. It's an amazing film, and I think everybody should watch it.
Cool. I'll go on from that just before Simon might give his perhaps dissenting opinion. I'm not sure. But I'll just say that I also really love this movie. Just seeing it shaped as like exploration of the multiverse, as also a family, like a movie about a family unit, and just the like Asian immigrant experience, I thought that was awesome. And just the amount of heart here was surprising, and I love any movie that can kick ass in terms of its action, but to have like a big heart and also just go from laughing to big like tear jerking scenes, and then also be hilarious with like that whole dance killing thing, that like that whole dance thing where she kills the guy that you might see from the mask, and then also the superhero pose with the dildos after she beats a dude with the dildos. And yeah, and then the butt plug was probably my favorite scene of the movie, just seeing the guy pixelated nudity jumping right on a fucking butt plug. So if that sentence makes you want to, oh, and Jamie Lee Curtis, and also every movie should have alternate universes with where everyone has hot dogs for hands. Because that was also really fucking fun.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
And we know how much me and Doug agree on films. I didn't love this, but I didn't hate it. So that's good, right? See. I got bored by the end. I was enjoying it. If we took it as short films, I think I would have loved it. If we cut it up into each individual part, probably I found it lacked direction. It was focusing too much on the bits constantly. Another bit. I'm like, I got it. Can we get to a point with this? And it just took too long for me to get there. And I get why people love it. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing anybody for loving this film. Great. Glad you got more out of it than I did. But I just got bored by the end. I just like, I've seen this. I got it. Get to where we're going, please. But there are parts I did love. The hamburger fries, same with the thing. The wrong car wide blew me away. And just things. I like the convincing. I love in multi-universe. Like if Kevin comes from another universe and tries to convince me, I'll be like, what are you doing here, Kevin? You never come to visit me. no, no, I have to help you. I'll be like, no, something's wrong here. Kevin never comes to see me. It'd be kind of weird. So I like those kind of things about the film, and that does a good job here. But I mean, having Daniel show up too would scare the crap out of me.
Answering the phone even.
Right. You don't. So if like you actually called me, I'd probably pass out and you never pass the message on to me.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but again, I think the acting is wonderful. I do like the daughter. I think that's who you're referring to, the one we didn't know, ever see before. She was wonderful. I loved her. So, yeah, you guys have said it all. I don't really think I was saying, I just didn't love it. It was a little too long for me and needed a bit more direction. But other than that, it's fine. That's it. Yeah. See, I didn't hate it. I just don't really have anything to say about it.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Now we're hopping.
Plus, I saw it the week it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it back in mid-April, and then I just saw it, watched it before tonight. Just
so I haven't had time to go back to rewatch it, so I just kind of try to remember.
What was the last movie you rewatched?
That I've watched?
Or
rewatched?
Rewatched.
Top Gun.
Ooh. Should we skip the order so we could... No.
No.
We'll do that later.
I don't know.
That would have been a good... That
I think The Odd transition. Couple I've seen before, but I honestly didn't remember any of it.
Different show.
Fair. Well, we will... No, isn't... wait, did I mess up? Did I mess up the order?
You did. The next movie is the 355.
Oh, yeah. No. But Top Gun's at the end of the episode. Yes.
Top Gun is in the next episode. Actually, we didn't set the order. The original Top Gun should be in the Top Gun show.
Okay. Well, we'll have to take a pause in a bit here and then change the order a bit because I went by the original email. We'll
bring The Odd Couple over to this one.
Just making some changes, but in the meantime, we were discussing the 355, directed by Simon Kinberg, and screenplay by Kinberg and Teresa Rebeck, starring Jessica Chastain, Penelope Cruz, Fan Bing Bing, Diane Kruger, Lupita Nyong'o, Edgar Ramirez, and Sebastian Stan.
Okay, I'll try to start this. But I saw this too the day it came out, so I'm trying to remember.
When did it come out?
January.
I'm enjoying his movie.
From the beginning to the end, it was constantly introducing new scenarios. Like, I don't care. I don't like any of these people except Lupita Nyong'o. I thought it had some character direction. I found the script boring. I didn't believe any of these people could be action superstars other than Lupita Nyong'o. And stuff like that. It was just bizarre. And then they introduced the Chinese woman right near the end to save their asses. I'm like, why? I don't get this. I feel they're all pretty much being the same character, just with different ethnicities. Very cliche lines, very cliche direction. I can see why this was dumped in January, because it's just pretty dull for the most part and really didn't see anything worth seeing in it. I'll see if I can find my tweet. Go ahead.
I watched this one this morning. It came across to me like the pilot for a TV show.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
It certainly had a lot of like talent in the supporting cast role, Sebastian Stan and so forth. You know what? I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. It's just like one of these, it's like Sneakers. Do you remember Sneakers with
Robert Redford? Yes. Just
one of those kind of like fun kind of heist movies where a bunch of different spies join forces. Even whatever it is, eight is enough. Not eight is enough. Oceans 8 or Oceans 11 and all that stuff. It's kind of the same thing. You know, you get a group of people together to do something. I like that they were all secret agents from different agencies that were all sort of working together. And it was like an origin story for a TV show, like Charlie's New Angels or something like that. I honestly don't know why it was called the 355. I'm trying to recall does anyone remember why it was called that?
I think it's a real group. I remember Brian K. Vaughan used it in Why the Last Man with Agent 355. it was a real group of like spies, I guess, created by George Washington. I'll be honest, I haven't watched this movie, but that's what I know about the 355.
I figured it made $355 at the box office.
Yeah, about that. It's directed and written by Simon Kinberg, who gave us the abomination known as X-Men Dark Phoenix and a lot of those X-Men movies. He has done a fair amount of superhero stuff, so I think he pulled in some connections to get some people in from different Marvel related, like Lupita Nyong'o and so forth. I'm gonna give it a solid 5 out of 10, like non-offensive average. Okay, so who's next?
Oh, I did not see this.
Okay. Why not?
Because of the trash.
This must have been so long ago, I can't even find it on my Twitter feed. I'm already in February.
Well, you saw it in January, so I think it came out in January.
I cannot find it. Tender Bar, it must have been before Wolf. Like, I'm going 6 months to go back, try to find it. I just thought it was a mess. I mean, if you're telling me this guy wrote Phoenix, that tells me it's a complete mess.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that messy, but
I did.
Just not that good.
It wasn't good. But you gave it a 5, so that means watchable.
January 19th is when it was released.
Yeah, reviewed it January 10th.
Oh, you found it?
Somehow you cheated and reviewed it early.
I sometimes get copies sent to me.
The most basic of plots is contained within, featuring lots of running around with guns and laughable dialogue. No explanation for much of what happens. Acting is still solid, even though everything is just awful. Need some depth to make the film work.
There you go. There was my opinion from 6 months ago. I can't remember it. Follow me on Twitter and you'll get these ahead of time.
Good plug. Good plug. Now we are moving on to Night.
Frozen again.
Now we are moving on.
Next.
The Night Raiders.
Moving on to Night Raiders. Directed and written by Denis Goulet, starring El Maja Tailfeathers, Brooklyn Letexier Hart, Alex Tarrant, Amanda Plummer, and Violet Nelson.
Simon, did you watch this in Cree? He's frozen. Close some windows.
I don't even know.
Mr. Freeze.
You've got you're dragging your video.
I'm gonna log out and log back in.
Okay.
Okay, I'm logging out.
Close some windows when you do it.
I'm gonna pause the recording.
That would be much better.
I just want everyone to know that I'm kicking out a frozen Simon and not the real Simon.
Yeah, I don't care. I just it was so bad I couldn't hear anything.
He's gone. Let him go, Frozen Simon.
Question. I wanted there was no year on this film. So I called Mr. Kevin, who was not in the friendliest mood when I called him. I want people to know that.
I was working and I told him don't call me when I'm working.
Well, maybe you should put the year in the movies and I won't have to call you when I'm working.
2021.
Okay, then I did watch the right film.
Yes.
This one's boring. Who put this on? Where did you find this garbage?
I put it up on my feed on Crave.
Like, what the hell is this? I made a movie. Let's put it on TV.
It was
Canadian.
Canada Council money.
God, this was boring. I'm like, oh, great. This sounds really cool. Might have nothing happens. No. Literally, they sit around and chat for an hour.
Right.
And then they go down the hallway and rescue some kids. Oh my God, I could barely stay awake during this thing. It was so boring. I'm literally everybody's taught. I'm like, acting is I don't know what to say. High school, amateur hour. This thing sucks. They said, oh, you got to get her out of there. What do you mean? She can't be there? No, you can't leave her there. They're bad there. Oh, you think I should get her out? Yes. Okay. I'll think about it. You sure I should get her out? Yeah, I think we should. Okay, we're going to have to go at night so we can call the film Night Raiders and go break her out. And all the action with is one gun shooting a robot. That's my action scene. Thanks, Kevin. Big waste of my time. This was an hour and a half, and it was an hour 15 of filler.
Did anybody else see it before?
No. Nobody should see this. Take a break. Burn every copy of existence of this garbage. So, it's on the top 10 worst of the year because it's a piece of crap.
I heard rave reviews, so that was like...
No, you didn't.
That's confusing.
Oh, look, my 20 friends went to see my film. They loved it.
I know it's because you're a racist. It's all right.
How am I racist? I didn't say anything about the people.
This was all made by indigenous filmmakers.
Well, they need some help.
And it's, I thought it was actually pretty well shot for what.
Okay. I didn't complain about the shooting.
It's a science fiction, it's a very, very blunt science fiction allegory for the indigenous schools crisis of the 1800s. So essentially, we're in the future. There's been some kind of war. The city is destroyed, but like the center part of the city is walled off and protected. And that's where the white people live, I guess. And so the old people and the indigenous people and the minorities are all like the conservatives have basically taken over. They've forced them all to these edges, to the wild and side. And they are taking their children from them and raising them as white people, essentially, to ignore their cultural heritage, to be soldiers in the war against minorities and multiculturalism. And it's set in Canada, which is the strangest thing because Canada is very multicultural. So I don't know why we would suddenly not want to be multicultural, but I guess maybe the US took us over or something. I don't know. The Republicans took over. And so it was very heavy handed. And then it turns into the Matrix, where suddenly the young girl, the daughter of the mother who's been whining the whole movie about her daughter, she gave up her daughter and now she wants to rescue her to get her back. So yeah, it's long, long sequences of talking and looking remorseful. And every so often there's an effect shot with a drone. So drones are used by the army to pacify and feed the culture or the population. So in the end, the girl sees the drones coming at them and she reaches up to the sky and says something in Cree, and suddenly the drones follow her so she can command the drones. So they drive away the invading police, and it becomes like suddenly they're talking about, oh, and then that girl became known as the Guardian and she saved us all. Okay, so it sounds like a sort of a bad origin movie for a Matrix style superhero, but it's just it was made with grants, so they did some interesting effect shots with damn ruined cities and stuff like that. But it's a slog. It is definitely a slog to sit through. A lot of talking.
So, I guess you weren't craving this recommendation.
No, I wasn't. You can watch it in Cree as well on Crave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can watch it in English or you can watch it in Cree.
That's kind of cool.
Maybe I should have tried it in Cree. Maybe I would have enjoyed it better.
You might have, yeah.
And maybe sure. It's the translation doesn't work into English.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the odd part was seeing Amanda Plummer in this movie for some reason.
I didn't recognize her. Is she at the beginning?
She's the woman with the shopkeep that turns in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's who I thought she was. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm expecting her to pull out a gun and say, "Listen up, all you motherfuckers." Yeah.
Well, she is Canadian, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Chris is her dad. Not a good movie, but, they were trying.
They were. Give them full credit for trying. Failed. But tried.
Yeah. Moving on to The Odd Couple, directed by Gene Sachs, written by Neil Simon, starring Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, John Fiedler, and Herb Edelman. And not sure who else.
So it's funny, I came across this one, it was like a $5 iTunes special.
Cheap charts.
What's that?
Did you buy it on Cheap Charts or just iTunes?
iTunes. And, it was one of those things where, I've seen the television show for years, but I've never seen the original movie. And I guess there's a sequel to it later when they're, as an old man, they gather again. I've never seen the sequel either.
The Odder Couple? Is that what it would be called? What? Do you know what it's called?
The Odd Couple 2.
Oh, I would have figured it would have been like a pun, like the otter couple.
No, no.
Daniel, that's you and your mom.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
So it's a great premise for a comedy. Two guys divorced end up sharing an apartment together in New York. I think it's New York. It could be Chicago. one is kind of a fussy fuss bucket. He's a hypochondriac. He's a neat freak. And the other guy is kind of a messy sports writer, womanizer, likes to drink, likes to smoke his cigars. But they were friends beforehand, and they're worried about Jack Lemmon's character killing himself. So he lets him stay at the apartment and he finds hope there. And I thought it was very clever. It's very funny. Both of the leads are great, perfectly suited for the film. The two English girls that live downstairs were quite funny, that whole sequence where they're preparing for the date. It's short, and definitely I can see why. Like, it was a play first before it was a movie. And I could see it being a fun night for a play. So I like this movie a lot, actually. I'm curious to see the sequel and maybe watch a few episodes of the original TV show.
I think the sequel was made to cash in on the Grumpy Old Men success.
Yes.
So
it's made that late?
Yeah, I just saw it was made in 98.
Yeah.
30 years after.
Yeah. Wow, then I definitely have not seen it.
I think the story is something about their kids are getting married and
they go on a road
trip. They travel to the wedding together. I think that's the story.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be me and Daniel going to Montreal then.
Yeah, I watched this movie, I think, a year ago. I went on a deep Walter Matthau dive. I was watching The Laughing Policeman, Charlie Varick, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, and then I decided to watch some of his comedies with Jack Lemmon. And those two guys together, they just have fantastic chemistry.
Yeah.
The movie was really funny. I actually... read about the play, the Broadway show. Walter Matthau, he originated the part on Broadway. He didn't want the part. He wanted to play the opposite. He's like, I could play this part in my sleep. It's too easy for me. And Neil Simon apparently told him, well, act on your own time. For my play, you're playing Oscar. So it's a fantastic movie. If you like the TV show, you will like the movie, I think.
Did you watch Dennis the Menace in your deep dive?
I did not.
I have seen Dennis the Menace, though. Okay.
Christopher Lloyd eats an apple and farts beans.
I'm sure you've watched it 50 times. So.
Honestly, you know, probably about five.
Interesting. Art Carney was the original Felix Unger.
I can believe that.
Yeah. And Matthau was Oscar.
Okay. Does anybody care what I think? Or
yes.
No,
I didn't think so. I thought it was great chemistry. I have to give that apartment to me looked like the exact apartment I would expect him to live in at the beginning. I really felt that. I thought everything worked. I thought the dialogue was quick. It was witty. It was funny. The phone conversations to me were the best part. When one of them would pick up the phone because you only hear the one side of the conversation were just fantastic. I did have a problem with that poker game because that did not seem like any poker game I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And I wish the guys had a little bit more to do with the plot, but I know it's really nothing to do with them. You know, other than the showing the one scene where the guy gets out of the cop car. Like, they do try to give him a little bit to do, but they don't have a lot. But the best this movie does pick up, I agree with Kevin, when the two British girls come over. And I just love these scenes. I'm like, this is brilliant. It really works. And the end of the movie was fantastic. I did not see the end, and it made me laugh. And did you watch the end credits? The end credits are just as good. So they show the two girls, right? Mm-hmm. And they have their names. And then you see them go, oops. And they flip the names like they do in the show. I'm like, that was brilliant to me. So, yeah, The Odd Couple gets a strong thumbs up. It's great. Jack Lemmon is just a phenomenal actor. Jack Lemmon can do no wrong for me. Has never made a bad movie if Jack Lemmon's in it. Mm-hmm. He's always good. And I got to give with what movie did I? Grumpy Old Man. It's not Jack Lemmon's fault. That script is terrible.
Yeah, I was just trying to think if there was any really bad Jack Lemmon movies. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but
I can't think of one either.
Maybe Grumpier Old Man.
I have not seen the second one, but again, it's Jack Lemmon. I don't care. I mean, he just does fun movies. Every time I see a Jack Lemmon movie, I get happy. So I'm giving this a strongest of recommends for me. Go see it. But before we let you guys go tonight, we're going to play a new game called Act One. And then did anybody buy anything before we do this?
Sure.
Want to do that first or do you want to do this first?
Doug, what'd you buy? I knew you bought something.
I did buy some things. I got a first time I ever saw it, Get Carter, starring Michael Caine. Absolutely brilliant 70s, just dark 70s British crime film.
Yeah.
Maybe my favorite. God damn, is Simon okay?
I guess he doesn't care.
4K version of Touch of Evil. Maybe my favorite Orson Welles directed film. And I guess I can end with The Ghost in the Darkness.
I've not seen it.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's kind of Jaws with claws. Val Kilmer, Michael Douglas going against a couple of lions.
Oh, I was actually picturing a shark with claws.
It's actually, it's based on a true story, too. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Simon, do you want to go with your arms?
Well, I'm sorry, I dropped them. That was that noise. I dropped them on the way over. Okay, I picked up Tara Road with Annie McDowell, Olivia Williams, and Stephen Rea. Have anybody heard of this?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, I have a whole stack here. The Clouds of Celia Smarta with Kristen Stewart and Juliette Binoche and Chloe Grace Moretz. Mm-hmm. Oh, I watched a movie the other day. And I can't remember the name of it, but it said introducing Chloe Moretz. So I did see her first film the other day, and I can't remember what it was. Oh,
Mama's House 2?
No, Emmyville Horror. I picked up Wild Horses with Robert Duvall, James Franco, and Josh Hartnett, which I think I've actually seen now. I'm looking at the cover I have. Oopsie, picked up something I've already seen.
I have heard of Dad's that Army.
Dad's Army with Bill Nighy, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Toby Jones. Downfall starring Bruno Ganz, which I think died last year, didn't he, Doug? Or I could be wrong.
Man, that's the Hitler movie.
That's the movie with all the Hitler memes or redubbing.
The Alamo. I think it won the best foreign film.
Dennis Quaid, Billy Bob, and Jason Patrick Wilson. And I've never seen The Way We Were with Barbara Streisand, so I'm going to watch that. Awesome.
My mother's favorite movie.
I have not seen Purple Rose of Cairo in years, so I figure I might as well revisit that because I don't remember it. Woody Allen's Bananas, I've been meaning to watch forever.
Watch for now, a young Stallone.
I had a question. Is this a remake?
Yes.
The Philadelphia Experiment. This is the remake, right?
The remake, yeah.
That's what I thought, so I have to watch the original. The Wind and the Lion.
Wow.
Okay.
Columbus Circle. I don't think we did this. Did we get... No? Okay. Hold on. I got more. Something called Master Spy.
There's more.
And, there's still more. it was a busy... The Foreigner with Steven Seagal. And my Brian Scuttle movie. So if Brian Scuttle's listening like he should be, this is my movie choice when I go back on his show. Kung Fu-y. Okay. This is my choice for the Scuttle Unknown Classic.
Just missing the Hun.
And if anybody ever seen this movie or heard of it?
No.
I think my buddy likes it, but I haven't seen it.
But it has no...
This is going... After I watch this, I'm sending this to Mr. Honor. This is going to his house because he needs to see it. I know he'll keep it forever. Treasure.
Now, Simon, are you going to check the floor to make sure you didn't drop any DVDs?
No, that was it. I picked up everything off the floor. But good news for you guys, coming up this week is another church sale. So yours truly will be there at the church sale at some church. I can't even figure out where it is yet, but I'm going to be there.
Daniel, I saw you had a little stack there. Did you pick up some stuff?
Yeah, I did. I got last night. Ooh, fuck me. Oh. Last night in Soho. Yeah, last night in Soho. Yeah. Nice. In sleep, it's raining. I'm making fun of Simon for dropping his stack, and then it just... I'm humiliated. And then I got... Then I got the new stream from Amazon. Got the Mortuary collection, which is a Shudder original, but it has a lot of special features.
Oh, okay.
Extra features?
Yes, exactly. And then I got the Saw 8 film collection.
Nice.
Oh, man, I'll catch up. I've only seen two. I've seen four of the eight. Oh, Kevin's got a file, too.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, I picked up some digital movies. I picked up Everything Everywhere All at Once. Top Gun was a $5 special. They had an 80 sale, so I got Risky Business and Army of Darkness on $5 specials and The Odd Couple.
$5? So, these cost me like less than a dollar each.
Some bad
news. This was a dollar, though.
A friend of mine, one of my regular customers, passed away earlier this week. So he had pneumonia, and then he was in hospice recovering and got COVID, and then the double whammy just took him out, unfortunately. So we're sort of dealing with all of his stuff. Like, he has a lot of DVDs and stuff like that. So his family said, well, pick out if there are any movies you want for yourself. So I picked up a small selection of Criterions that he had.
Nice.
That to add to my own. So I picked up some Like It Hot.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Yeah. That's the one best I've never line. Heard of. Dance Girl Dance with Lucy.
No, I've never seen it.
War of the Worlds.
Oh, I've seen it a long time ago.
Mildred Pierce with Joan Crawford.
No, it's sitting on my shelf somewhere. I think I have it.
Showboat.
I have seen Showboat.
Anatomy of Murder.
Oh, cool. Seen it. James Stewart.
Yes. Saying Spermatozoa.
Brute Force.
Great film.
The Island of Lost Souls.
Ooh. Love that film, but it's missing a scene.
Most Dangerous Game.
Seen it a long time ago.
Battle Royale.
Naked City.
Not sure I've seen it.
That's fantastic.
On the Waterfront, classic.
One of my top 10 favorite movies of all times. Probably top 5.
Bad People.
Seen it.
And then this random box set of Rossellini and Bergman films, which I've never seen.
I actually need, because there's probably a couple in there I haven't seen.
So then there were just a couple other ones. He kept telling me I needed to watch this movie. He lent it to me and I had to return it. So now I'm going to try to finally watch it. It's a French movie about a couple of guys picking up girls in France. And set in the 50s.
I don't know it.
This it's a random 60s Oliver Reed movie called The Party's Over.
Nope.
Which I never heard of. And it's directed by somebody. Michael Biehn worked on Helm. And then another random 60s movie called Poor Cow.
Nope.
Aaron Stamp. I never heard of.
I think I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
So I don't mind random 60s movies in swinging London. I'm kind of curious as always.
What I like when Kevin's got a pile of movies or I have a pile of movies and Doug hasn't seen them. Between me and Doug, we've pretty much seen most things or heard of it. So if you can pull a film that I don't know and Doug doesn't know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do this trivia thing.
This guy was a huge movie collector. He has the thousands of DVDs and Blu-rays. So we're selling most of the ones.
Well, I hope they don't have cases.
And then he has a 10 folder. He got rid of his cases. So we have folders of the movies. But can't I think he is claiming them. So.
Oh, well, too bad for me.
Do we want to do the trivia on the next episode? Or
okay, trivia next episode. Let's go. We'll wrap it up. If they make it.
We
watch it. We everywhere watch it. All at once.
Yeah.
Nice. With the plugs.
From the Alphaverse.